The bill approved by the Assembly Criminal Justice Committee this week was not the same one legislators debated at an earlier public hearing. That bill created a statewide panel that would review all police-involved deaths in the state. The new version of the bill only requires that such deaths be investigated by a police agency outside the county where the death occurred, and it excludes Milwaukee County. That's the issue that most angered backers of the original bill, like Amelia Royko Maurer, whose roommate was killed by a Madison police officer in 2012.
Most of the shooting deaths happen in Milwaukee, so it would make most sense to have this bill effective in that city. It makes no sense. So obviously, I think that most of the state's law enforcement and the civilians who are active on this bill will come together and agree on that.
Milwaukee officials argue that they already have an independent process for investigating police-involved deaths that excludes the city police department. One of the most outspoken backers of the bill is also disappointed by the revisions, but Michael Bell, whose son was killed by Kenosha police 10 years ago, says it's a step in the right direction.
Right now, the bill in its form is better than I ever had when my son was killed. There's an outside law enforcement agency going to come in and actually conduct an investigation. And finally, there will be guidance given to the family of the deceased so that way they can at least find some type of recourse.
So far, the bill has no co-sponsors in the state Senate, which makes its future uncertain. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.